We've talked to Bill Ford, and in this segment, we're going to move from the head of the company to the head of the Americas. We're going to be talking with Joe Henricks. Joe is currently the Executive Vice President and President of the Americas for Ford Motor Company, but previously, Joe has a long history in manufacturing in Ford and was most recently Group Vice President and President of Asia Pacific and Africa for Ford Motor Company. So, Joe, your background is in manufacturing. You're a plant guy. You've spent a lot of time around the big machines watching, you know, welding and painting and assembly of cars. But now you've got a higher level responsibility. You're responsible for making sure that Ford is successful across the Americas. And so you've got to think above the plant to how to make really distinctively different cars, but also ones that are very manufacturable, that share parts and production processes. How have you learned that challenge, and what do you see as the critical elements in succeeding in that?
Well, I went to engineering school, and I started out as an engineer, and then I asked to go in manufacturing, which was a surprise to a lot of people, because I wanted to be where the action was, where all the energy and the people and the build and producing something. So I was a good fortune of making my way up through the manufacturing system, ultimately had the good honor of leading our manufacturing worldwide for Ford. And what you find in the opportunity to converge the world of product development and manufacturing is the opportunity to do things more efficiently and ultimately in a better quality and more efficient way. But the biggest challenge we probably had is moving right in front of us here at the show, which is the F-150. When we brought that out, the first mass-produced aluminum body vehicle of that kind of rate, I think that shows what the capabilities are of an organization when it thinks outside the box about the capability of manufacturing and engineering together. We took up to 700 pounds of weight out of that vehicle, make it a much more efficient vehicle to drive, more fuel efficient, but also more capable. And, you know, we sold over 750,000 of them last year in the U.S. So very exciting for us to be able to merge those worlds. The opportunity for me as President of the Americas is to bring all those different capabilities of our organization together to produce products and services that consumers want and value. And that's where the value is created, in the engineering world, the manufacturing world, because that's the only place we design something or put a part together. The rest of us are here to support, and that's the exciting part of the business.
Yeah, and Ford, like all the auto companies, though, has swung back and forth between let's really think about manufacturing efficiency, cost management. Let's share as many parts as we can, not just across vehicles, like across Lincoln and Ford, mm-hmm. but across the globe. And you end up with a lot of products that really look very similar. And you don't get that differentiation that people who, say, buy Lincoln would expect from people from the other Ford cars. On the other hand, you know, you go too far the other way and you make cars completely different from each other and you're missing all the opportunity. So how do you see helping Ford attack those challenges?
Well, you know, we've moved to global platforms, which gives you that foundation of cost sharing and efficiency that you need, the scale that you need globally. But then the differentiation occurs in all the touch points that the consumer actually sees and feels. So the design of the vehicle, the interior and exterior of the vehicle, the powertrain feel, the driving dynamics, suspension, steering, otherwise, you can tune those things. You can make those different. To the driver, to the consumer, they feel it's a different vehicle. But you can share some of the underpinnings of the platform to be able to take advantage of the size and scale of our business to be more efficient. Because consumers want the best of everything, right? And we're much better able to do that now with all the technology and the capability that our parts have in our vehicles and the software code that we write with them. But now you can design a vehicle that feels very different but starts with the same platform, and that's what we do around the world.
There's a lot of interesting things happening with manufacturing technologies. Of course, additive manufacturing, 3D printing of stuff.
3D printing, yeah.
And that creates, you must be thinking about the possibilities of much more tailored vehicles, you know, that I can get not just a car with any steering wheel, but a steering wheel that looks like my mother-in-law, a steering wheel that looks like my kids, my dog. What kinds of things is this enabling for the design of cars in the future?
Yeah, well, 3D printing is a fascinating development, as you mentioned, and you know, what you look for in our business is scale. The supply base or ourselves needs to be able to make a large number of things to make them more cost efficient, normally. That's the traditional thinking. But things like 3D printing and other advances in manufacturing are allowing us to start thinking about the possibility of making things one-off or small quantities cost efficiently. We're not there yet, but that possibility is starting to see the light of day. And you're right, then we can offer things from a cost and competitiveness standpoint that we can't today. So fascinating. Right now, it's mostly playing out in prototype development. Prototype work, we can do it very quickly and cost-efficiently compared to what we could before. But when it gets into full production, we do have that opportunity to be more customized for the customer.